The war in Iraq is being run by U.S. Central Command, which is headquartered at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. The base also is home to the Army's Special Operations Command. It's estimated that two-thirds of the families connected with the base live in the suburb of Brandon, Florida. NPR's David Mulpas spoke to people there about the start of the war.
Barnacle's restaurant and sports bar in Brandon draws a big lunch crowd. The bar's 200 television sets guarantee a good view of just about any game on TV. Yesterday, though, almost half the TVs were tuned to coverage of the war instead of early rounds of the NCAA basketball tournament. Restaurant manager Kevin Robinson said it was a tough call, but actually people in Brandon are eager to show their support for the war.
We just started every night. We have a nightclub also, and every night the last song we play is God Bless the USA, and everybody seems to really like that. There's a lot of red, white, and blue, people wearing flag pins. Seems to be a sense of calm, but a real sense of patriotism, so it's good to see.
In fact, says Robinson, people here were relieved to see the guns finally firing because the sooner the war starts, the sooner it ends, and military families can be reunited. Vic Miller, a Barnacle's customer who's in the trucking business, noted how weird it felt watching battle scenes live at the same time you're watching basketball. But then, he says, Americans have come to expect an instantaneous lifestyle.
That's what we were just talking about, how everything's instantly covered and analyzed by everybody on the radio and the television, and it's almost like it's not real. I mean, you're used to seeing arcade games and, just all kind of blends in. It's hard to imagine that it's real, but I guess it is.
Miller says his feelings, though, about the war are mixed.
I definitely support the troops that are over there fighting now, but you'd sure like for world opinion to be a little bit more on our side.
Miller worries about the long-term political ramifications of the U.S. essentially going it alone against Saddam. Carol Button, a nurse at a Tampa hospital, is worried too, but mainly about her husband, who is part of the war effort overseas. Seeing the TV images of missiles exploding in Iraq hit her pretty hard.
It's disturbing. I have kind of kept it in the back of my mind, up until this point. And, it makes me anxious. We have no idea what is going to be thrown at us out there.
Mutton is confident the U.S. military will prevail. Her husband, who's an Air Force colonel, directed the building of the Battle Command Center being used to conduct the air war. He's very good at what he does, she says. Still, she tries to shield their children, age 4 and 8, from the war by never letting them watch TV news.
I feel like they're at an age where they're innocent. Let them keep their innocence. They don't need to have the worries of the world on their shoulders. I can do the worrying for them.
If anyone asks the kids about their dad, Button says, they'll say he's helping to deal with a very bad man in the desert. And they add, Dad will be home soon. David Mulpas, NPR News, Tampa.